Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Ja, soos Rob genoem het, die paaie is nag as gevolg van die giere weer. Asseblief wees ekstra versigtig as jy tans op pad is. Daar's twee ongelukke in Midrand, die eerste een op die N1 Suid naby Sammerandweg en die ander een is op die N1 Noord by Ellendaleweg en in Kreersdorp is die verkeer baie stadig op die N14 Wes op pad na Hendrik Potgieterweg.
Vroeger vandag in Johannesburg het die burgemeester Dada Morero die inwoners van die metro verseker dat verkeersligte wat nie werk nie in sy visier is. Dit volg op president Cyril Ramaphosa se oorsig besoek aan die metro vroeger vanjaar om dienslewering aan te spreek. En dan in Boksburg het die ANC se sekretaris-generaal Fikile Mbalula gepraat by 'n kongres wat deur die Demokratiese Verpleegingsvakbond van Suid-Afrika aangebied is. Hy het die geleentheid gebruik om die klem op politiek te plaas te midde van spanning tussen Suid-Afrika en Amerika, het hy gesê verregse regerings poog om 'n nuwe vorm van imperialisme af te dwing en internasionale onstabiliteit veroorsaak hierdeur. En so gepraat vir die VSA, die landse president Donald Trump, het opnuut gesê dat dit noodsaaklik is om beheer van Groenland oor te neem. Volgens hom is die selfregerende eiland wat onder Denemarke val om nasionale eerder om internasionale sekuriteit te verseker, baie belangrik. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Die rand het vandag bestendig gebly, soos wat beleggers wag op Trump se planne om te reageer op ander lande se tariefverhogings. Dit nou na sy eie vorige sarsie verhogings van tariewe vir invoere van die buiteland af. Beleggers glo dit kan 'n ekonomiese afplatting in die wêreld se grootste ekonomie teweegbring. So dis iets wat ons beslis dophou aan hierdie kant. En dan 'n oogie oor die markte en die geldeenhede. 'n Dollar koers in die stadium 18 R25, 'n euro R19.68 en 'n pond R23.53. Goud verhandel teen $3,016.53 per fyn ons en Brent ru-olie teen $73.95 per vat. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with the live cricket action that's happening at Guwahati. This one is IPL match number 6 between the Rajasthan Royals and Kolkata Knight Riders. The Rajasthan Royals at the moment after 18 overs, a low score of 131 for 6. Started poorly with Yashasvi Jaiswal and Sanju Samson making 29 and 13 respectively. The captain, Riyan Parakh, only made 33. The man who's still there at the crease, Dhruv Jurel, he's there on 33 and not out, hoping to be able to make some runs with Shemran Hetmeyer at the end of this innings. South Africans have been gripped with a bit of anxiety ever since it was reported that Bafana Bafana could be stripped crucial points for fielding an ineligible player for their 2-0 victory over Lesotho. And what should have been a routine victory has now turned into a potential banana peel as FIFA deliberates on whether to take action. And even if they do lose the 3 points, Bafana Bafana will still hold a 2-point lead over second place Rwanda, and that is at the top of the group standings. With the 4 World Cup qualifiers remaining, their fate will still remain in their own hands. FIFA have confirmed the distribution model for the new club competition. It includes a $1 million prize pot for the 32 participating teams, plus a substantial groundbreaking global solidarity model. Now, this is how it's going to work out. The group stages, of course, consist of 3 sides that you're going to be playing against. So there's a potential for you to win. There is potential for you to win $6 million there. And then as you get out of the group, it's $7.5 million. Quarterfinal is $13.2 million. A semifinal, $21 million, with a finalist getting $30 million, and a winner walking away with $40 million. Junior Pokomela has found a new home at Loftus Versfeld. He's the new team manager for the Bulls under-19 side. The Lucy's contract with the Stormers wasn't renewed about 18 months ago, and he was growing a bit frustrated in Kabeja, and Bulls CEO Edgar Rathbone reached out to him in what could be a great move for the Pretoria side. Pokomela will also pick up some technical analysis skills as he forges his way into a new career at the age of 28.